Some people are, some people aren't. Researchers at the University of Kansas have been looking at flirting and how the way you flirt can determine if your relationship is going to go the distance. They surveyed several thousand people. They found that relationships won't last as long, won't be as special if you flirt playfully and physically. The chances of your relationship lasting longer are increased if you flirt politely and are on your best behaviour. I don't know about you, but I think I'm more confused than ever. I guess the question at the heart of this, how do you flirt without looking like a fool? John Aiken is a relationship expert and psychologist and joins us Mondays on Coast FM Drive. Hello, John.
How are you, Bryony?
Pretty well. What's the difference between flirting and just coming on way too strong?
Well, I think coming on way too strong doesn't give you a good end result because usually people run the other way. Whereas flirting's got a bit more subtlety to it. You'll tend to find that you're just trying to show some interest without suffocating them.
What if you're as subtle as a sledgehammer?
Yeah, well, I mean, then it becomes a numbers game because you probably get back a knockback about 9 out of 10 times, but then there may be one person out there that can cope with your directness. But generally, I would say if you come on like a sledgehammer, you're going to end up going home on your own.
John, is it a good or bad thing to be a flirt?
Well, I think if you are single, then it is a great thing. As long as you're reasonably subtle and you're not getting a reputation as being a player, then being a flirt is fine. But when you start to date someone, then being flirtatious, but you know, with members of the opposite sex, particularly when you're out and about, wanting to be the centre of attention, being chased by people, that's not so good because it's very hard for someone who's interested in you to feel like they're special.
John, how do you do it without looking like a dope, without looking like a fool?
Well, you know, this research is quite interesting because it's kind of saying, you know, there are five types of flirting. The physical one and the playful one doesn't lead to so much serious sorts of relationships. But being more traditional, polite, sincere, those things, both men and women, when they do that, they've got more chances at a meaningful relationship. So I guess being sincere about it is a good start. But you know, some of the things that I'm thinking about here, Bryony, for some of your listeners is, you know, you need to be clear with your signals. Be sure to talk about and let them talk about themselves rather than focus on you all the time. And, you know, don't go groping or getting in their personal space or touching them in any way, shape or form that makes them feel uncomfortable because that's not going to work.
You might feel a little bit scared, though, at the start, mightn't you, John, in terms of trying to get the art right of flirting. I know people who say, I'm no good at it, and it just might be that they're out of practice. For example, they might be coming out of a divorce and haven't been on the dating scene for 20 years or 30 years.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And so they'll feel a little awkward with it. And realistically, it is something that you just need to get in there and you need to practice. And you'll tend to find that various things might work well and other things won't work well. But asking them questions, maybe using their name in conversation, giving them compliments, laughing, smiling, these sorts of things, as you try different things out when you're trying to flirt with different people, you'll find some things work better than others and you'll get a little blueprint. And this is what you'll use when you tend to try and flirt then.
What works with men?
Well, interestingly, this research says that both men and women typically do the same thing. But I think don't be afraid. You know, if you're a guy, if you're looking to flirt with a guy, some of the things I'd say is that, you know, separate yourself from your friends. Because if you're in a big circle of friends, they may just think this is all going to be too hard. Guys like talking about themselves, so certainly asking them questions. Ask them what he does for fun. Also, generally, don't put yourself down or be negative when you start the conversation.
No self-deprecating humour, that sort of thing.
No, it's probably not going to work. In fact, I'd avoid the jokes altogether, Bryony, if possible, and certainly the pickup lines as well for guys out there if you're trying to flirt with a woman. By the way, Bryony, what would you tell me for guys out there that are looking to flirt, what's a good thing and what's a no-no?
See, I'm just about to blow you out of the water because I like it when someone's a bit funny.
Funny. What about a cheesy one-liner?
No, go the other way. Yeah, I'll just think no.
Or
I
even sort of telling a joke early on.
That's okay if it's funny. But this is the thing: humour is such a subjective thing. So I think you just got to chuck yourself into it, and as you said, keep trying until you find the one.
and that's what you do. And don't be disappointed if it doesn't work out. Just look at it again, numbers game here. And to be honest, some people, you know, when you're flirting with them, you don't know their background. You know, they may be attached, or they may have just had a terrible day at work and they're not interested. There's loads of things that might be going on. What you're doing is just trying to perfect what works for you in terms of flirting and showing your interest without being a sledgehammer.
John Aiken, thank you.
Pleasure, Bryony.
John Aiken, he's our relationship expert and psychologist, talking about the art of flirting.